USA News update. The Supreme Court agrees that Alabama's latest version of congressional districts violates the Voting Rights Act. The 5-4 decision means Alabama must redraw its 7 congressional districts. All the smoke in the air around the Northeast may start dissipating tonight, but it won't come soon enough for some airline passengers.
This is the first time I've worn a mask since we had to for the pandemic.
The air quality is really bad. My eyes are burning. I can feel it in the back of my throat.
A lot of flights are being delayed thanks to the smoke from wildfires in Canada. The man who led the Coalition of Christians into Politics has died. Christian Broadcasting Network founder Pat Robertson died at his home in Southeast Virginia this morning. He was 93. A new Gallup poll finds 38% of us in the USA say that we are socially conservative. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president. So much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.